Welcome to our first interview with the rookie. He's been so busy having a day job and trying to get his sweeping company going, too, that he's had some trouble getting onto the blog and writing things down. So I thought I'd see if we can't catch up with him on the job. Job number two, that is. So without further ado, let's see if we can ring him up. And I happen to know that he should be out there sweeping. So here we go.
Hey, it's the rookie.
Ah, rookie. You don't happen to be sweeping, do you?
As a matter of fact, I do.
All right. 9 o'clock at night. We'll see. 20 after 9 your time, and that's where you should be. That's great.
That's right. That's right. I just picked up a contract with a paper mill, and I'm doing the sweeping here at this paper mill right now.
So, how'd you get the job?
My neighbor, he was a gentleman that was the director of the plant, and through him I was able to secure a winter cleanup, and then when I came down to quote it, we talked about a weekly one because there's a lot of paper scraps floating around.
Excellent.
So, it's pretty neat.
That's often how the first jobs come, of course, is that networking among friends.
And this gentleman has proven to be a tremendous resource. He seems to know everybody. And what I've been doing is trying to take care of him in other ways. I bought he and his wife dinner at a nice restaurant, and now I'm going to have to figure out something else. But he's an avid sportsman, so I think I can come up with something for him.
And was he just not having the plant swept, or was the previous contractor not on the ball, or how did that work out?
The contractor actually used to come in once a year on a swing. He was from another state, and he would do a swing up in this area and do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he was able to do it. But it's pretty amazing when you think about it that this would go all year this way.
Right. He hadn't been sold the service.
Exactly. And boy, it really shows it. It's very, very neglected, but it's just like the old adage about eating an elephant. It's a little bit at a time. This whole single-engine sweeper is kicking some serious butt here, but it's just very, very slow compared to what some of the big broom trucks would be doing right now, I'm sure.
What are the conditions you're tackling in this single-engine sweeper?
I have got some really heavy winter sand. Just to describe this place to you a little bit, I'm on a place that's right down along a river, and the way that it's situated, you drop down in off of the main road to get to this, and they have to sand it very heavily to get down in here.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, does it accumulate during the winter time.
So are you being able to eat the curb line clean with your gutter broom?
Well, if they had a curb line, I would say yes.
Ah, so it's just scattered all over.
Yeah, what I've been trying to do is run the curb broom right along the edge of the pavement. But it's a real beast. I'll tell you what, this is really something. So here I'm backed right up tight against something right now, so trying to make enough room to move.
How did you decide to quote the job? Did you do it with an estimate of time and knowing what your cost was and multiplying that out, or?
I did. I estimated the time. Actually, I got a little hint from my NAPSA mentor, and his comment was that I probably ought to make it a little higher bid than normal because of the amount of wear and tear I see on this particular job.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I bid it at a little higher rate than normal, about 1.5 times.
Okay.
What my normal rate would be, and I also estimated a high on the amount of time I thought it would take, because I thought it'd be a lot easier to go ahead and give him some money back if it came down to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's really going to be getting any money back.
It's taking the time.
Well, it is sinking a ton. This is a real heavy sand. You'd never believe that a single engine sweeper would do this, you know, based on all the things that I was originally told. But the manufacturer had told me that he had a really neat improvement on this thing, and involved a something new that they'd done this year. So he agreed to send me an updated component, and when he did, I was shocked at the difference. I tried it before, and then went back, did my flap change today, and am really, really amazed at what this thing does, the difference with picking up sand with this new change. So,
excellent.
Yeah, really amazing.
That, I think, provides an extra degree of versatility. If you can do that, I'm impressed, because you don't have a backup sweeper.
No, I know I don't, and that's actually one of the reasons I'm out here tonight. The plant that I'm working at is actually closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we're supposed to get rain on Friday and Saturday, and on Sunday I'm supposed to be traveling for my real job, shall I say, the job that I've been working up until this point, and kind of hoping that I can get this done beforehand.
Mm-hmm. So you're out there as long as you can be, and then are you on your real job tomorrow?
I'm on my real job tomorrow and Friday, and then what I'm also trying to do with this is get as much of this done tonight as I can, because, you know, this, I haven't really tried this thing in the wet weather, but I've heard from everyone that a single engine in the wet weather just really isn't...
Yeah, that's any of them in the wet weather, the performance certainly goes down.
Yep, so that's what I'm trying to do, is get as much as I can done tonight, make it easier on myself for the rest of the time.
Well, this explains why we haven't been seeing too much out of you in your blog. We probably won't in the next couple, 3 days, so I'll see
Actually,
if I can post this.
You may very well see it, because I did do a draft, and so I think you're going to see a post very shortly. I just wanted to review a couple of things in my draft. So I think you'll actually see one more. But, it's amazing how this can really kick your butt.
Nothing like two jobs. The two-job problem with the startup.
Well, you know, I think if it was just the sweeping and the other job, it'd be one thing. But you've also got the maintenance on it. And like I said, today I did a flat change and that kind of thing. So you've got all those different things mixed in. So you're doing the maintenance, you're doing the sales, and you're doing the sweeping, plus the other job. This is
Plus trying to keep track of how long each one of those things takes, so you'll be able to bid your next job better.
I definitely think that's the case. And, you know, good record keeping, I can see where it's just going to be really, really important. Because I can't even remember my first two jobs. I have a pretty good idea how long it took me, but I can't tell you for certain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something to just have a notebook, if nothing else, in your... in your sweeper and jot your in times and out times and put it together later when you have the software for it.
Well, actually, you know what I did is I have a Garmin Quest, and what I found out is you can take the stuff that is in the Garmin Quest. There's actually it records your routes that you're driving,
mm-hmm.
and you can download that, and it'll show you exactly how much time you spent on the job. It pings about every 15 seconds.
Excellent.
So you can see how long you've been there and how slow you're moving. And it's amazing with this sand cleanup, just how slow you can actually move something and still make the progress.
And so even though you're not analyzing that data, you're downloading it.
I am downloading it, and I'm just keeping track of it now. But I'll definitely use it next year and probably later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I meant to tell you, can you hear anything in the background right now?
Just barely. I can hear there's a little noise, but not much at all.
Yeah, because I'm running right now at about 2,000 pounds of pressure on this single-engine sweeper, and it's amazing how quiet this thing is.
Well, that is certainly from the sound on this end of the phone, it is.
Well, even in here, the fact that we can carry on a regular conversation is startling, because I'm right in the cab of this NPR, and it doesn't seem to phase it at all.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you clearly. I hope that our listeners will be able to. This is probably as long as we should have for an audio, so it doesn't get too long to upload.
Okay.
So we'll just have to make arrangements to get back together again and see how this job turned out.
All right, that sounds great. And Ranger, it was great talking to you. And for all the blog fans out there, I hope you enjoyed it.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there now we know what the rookie is up to, or at least what he was up to at that point in time. If you have any comments about this concept or the rookie blog or any other part of the WorldSweeper.com website, please feel free to send them to editor@WorldSweeper.com. So until the next time, whenever that is, this is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com. Good sweeping.